Why do I get anxiety when I read the Bible or hear scripture at times? Because you're being convicted. That's why. And I wrote that. I would say you're being convicted by the Holy Spirit. That's why you get anxiety. If you have placed your faith in Jesus Christ and that he is the Son of God, shed his blood to pay for your sins, then you are saved forever. You also have the Holy Spirit, which you are grieving each day you do not obey the instruction from God's word. That's been a 15-year process. Welcome to Bible Line. I'm your host, Pastor Jesse Martinez. We are so thankful that you're here with us today. We got another video on deck for you. This one is a question that was sent in to us. You can send us your questions, questions@BibleLineMinistries.org. We started our live show Sunday nights, 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Make sure that you're subscribed to the channel and that the notification bell is on. Very few people have that enabled. You set that to all. When we go live, you can go ahead and get ready, get your phone ready, call in, and we'll take your question live on air. It's been great so far, loving it. Also, if you like, comment, and share, it pushes the channel out to many people. Our channel is growing. I can't imagine having it any better than what we have right now. I'm just very thankful. All right, let's get into today's question. All right, it's a little bit of a complex one, but I appreciate his honesty. I'm going to keep him anonymous. He doesn't ask to be anonymous, but I don't think it'll benefit, you know, knowing who wrote it in. But he basically asks, he sets the stage and asks six different questions. And they're kind of tied to each other. And I just very bluntly replied, because you'll see why. I'm going to do some live editing because there are some things that are difficult to understand. But he says, for context, I was raised in a Christian home and was saved or believed to be at a young age. And this ties in with my questions. I have willingly not participated in faith for 15 years at this point, and recently felt the need to when stumbling across a video. I have a grandfather who has preached for 60 plus years, and I know I could ask him for some of these things, but I feel comfortable asking here. So that's the set. Okay, so from what we understand, he thinks he got saved at a young age, that he trusted Christ at a young age, but he intentionally walked contrary to his new nature in conflict to the Holy Spirit for 15 years. There's no way to say that without the weight of it hitting. When you choose to walk away from the Lord, you choose to walk away from the Lord. Things are not going to go well. It's just not. And even you may have great circumstances around you, but spiritually, you're in a bad condition. Your walk is non-existent with the Lord. But he's got a grandfather that preaches, and he could have asked him, but he's more comfortable sending a video to or a question to us. So that's good. I would want to know some things about the relationship there, but I don't really need to know him to answer the question. But so he asks these questions. He says, if I don't feel like things are sin, can I truly repent from them? Now, when I heard that, I thought, if he thinks he's saved because he's turned from sin and he hasn't been for 15 years, so he's got to return from that sin to get saved, then that's a problem. So we want to make sure that he's first trusted Christ. However, I can't do that. This is an email, so I'll send him the information and then we go from there. So I answered that question. I said, respectfully, no. If you think that your sin is not sin, then you are deceiving yourself from what God says is sin. This is the whole kit and caboodle of 1 John 1. Let's go there because I think it's important to explore what is said there. 1 John 1:10 says, if we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar and his word is not in us. So if we call sin practical righteousness, if we call sin holiness, we're liars. So when he asked his question, if I don't think things are sin, can I truly change my mind from them? No. No, and that's the problem. You've lived a life like this for 15 years. You've got some deep knots that are going to be hard to untie, and I'm saying this with love, but I also need to say it seriously. Sometimes I wonder, and I'm not talking about the person who wrote in this question, but sometimes I wonder if people really see how serious sin is in the life of a believer. I just wonder. I'm a pastor, and I sometimes see people about to step on landmines, just spiritual landmines. And I'm watching it, and I'm like, don't do that. Hey, watch out. Watch where you're walking. Watch what you're saying. Watch what you're doing. And then they do it anyway, and they get obliterated. And it, you just got to watch it, and it's tough. Sin brings bondage. It ultimately brings death. And if you don't think that sin is sin, then no, you're not going to change your mind from it. But I think the very fact that he's asking this question shows you he recognizes some of the things he's doing, or the way he's been living at least, is wrong. He's got to make a change. His second question, how do I combat thoughts of doubt of my salvation or my belief in Christ? Well, you combat that by start calling sin, sin. I have an answer to the question, but before we get there, I've been using this passage a lot, really because it's come up a lot. But in 2 Peter chapter 1, after we have the instructions to add to our faith, verse 9 says, but he that lacketh these things, lacking the spiritual growth, spiritual maturity, which brings about fruit and knowledge, intimate knowledge with Christ, that person who does not do those things is blind, still saved, cannot see afar off, and hath forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. So if you're struggling with assurance, it's one of two things. You either don't believe what God said is true, you're still saved, you've put your trust in Christ, but you don't believe that, I don't know, those types, I'll be honest, when I hear those types of things, I almost want to make sure they understand the gospel, people that struggle with assurance. Because it's like, well, what are you trusting Christ for? But you either don't believe what God says, or you've misunderstood something about what is offered in the gospel. But I said, you combat those doubts with the truth. Specifically, that Jesus said, you are never brought under condemnation again, and that you are given eternal life as a result of your faith in him. John 5:24. How do I combat thoughts of doubt of my salvation and my belief in Christ? Who is the one that condemns the elect? Who is the one that can bring any charge against you? Yea, it is Christ that is risen, that died and rose again and is seated at the right hand of the Father and maketh intercession for us. Romans 8. His next question, how do I know if my heart is hardened? I almost wanted to say, you're writing this email. Or excuse me, you never sent this email. That's how you know if your heart is hardened. But I said, you know if your heart is hardened if you call your sin righteousness. I tied this back to what you said in your first question. He goes on to say, how do I grow in faith despite the fears I've mentioned above? I said, you confess your sin, which means that you agree with God that your sin is sin, and then you sin no more. And I want to show you that, because in 1 John 1:9, there's a chapter break soon after that. It says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar and his word is not in us. If you just read right through, it says in 1 John 2:1, my little children, these things write I unto you, that ye sin not. So to the person's question, when they say, how do I grow in faith despite the fears I've mentioned? You got to stop sinning. You got to apply the word of God. You have to believe that it is saying truth, and you're going to obey what it says. I said, this does not mean that you will be perfect, but it means that you will walk in the spirit and not in your flesh. And then I quoted Galatians 5, 17 through 22 and 2 Peter 2, 1, 5 through 8. He says, how do I know I haven't committed the unforgivable sin? I said, the unforgivable sin is rejecting Jesus Christ. This can only be committed when a person dies having never believed on Jesus Christ for salvation. You have not committed it because you are still alive. Put your faith in Jesus Christ. And then we can link to videos. I've done things like that before. On one of the recent call-in shows on Sunday nights, we had that question. And his last one was, why do I get anxiety when I read the Bible or hear scripture at times? Because you're being convicted. That's why. And I wrote that. I would say you're being convicted by the Holy Spirit. That's why you get anxiety. If you have placed your faith in Jesus Christ and that he is the Son of God, shed his blood to pay for your sins, then you are saved forever. You also have the Holy Spirit, which you are grieving each day you do not obey the instruction from God's word. That's been a 15-year process. Those are hard knots to untie. And I concluded it by saying, I am praying for you right now. And my prayer for this gentleman is that he would see the errors of his ways, that he would go to his Savior and confess his sins, and then that he would go and sin no more, and that he would walk in the Spirit. We did a mental health series a while back, and we did those four talks. God talks with me through the Bible, so I'm going to read the Bible. I talk with God through prayer, so I'm going to set aside time each day to pray. I talk to others in the body of Christ. That's church fellowship. And I talk to the lost. That's sharing the gospel. Get busy with those four things. And I guarantee you, your thoughts will be established. Commit thy works unto the Lord, and thy thoughts will be established. You've been living 15 years for you. You need to die to self. Not to get to heaven or anything like that. But you want to stop feeling like you're walking contrary to what God wants? Start walking in step with Him. That's what fellowship means, unity of direction. So I hope this has been a blessing to you. If there's anything you'd like to share, talk amongst yourself in the comment section. Keep it civil down there. You know, it's been pretty good lately, but I just want to encourage you to be encouraging to others. And make sure that you subscribe to the channel. You can write us questions at BibleLineMinistries.org. Until next time, keep looking up. Jesus Christ is coming soon. Thank you. I'm praying for you, and I'll talk to you real soon. If you enjoyed today's episode of Bible Line, make sure to subscribe to the channel and share this video with a friend. Do you have a Bible question? Send us an email, questions@BibleLineMinistries.org, and we'll do our best to get you an answer. Or you can leave your question in the comments of this video. Be sure to check the links in the description for more clear Bible teaching. Bible Line is a ministry of Calvary Community Church located in Tampa, Florida.